Sunday, November 24th. Tonight my parents went out to dinner and asked me to babysit Brianna. At first I was like, no way! But I finally agreed to do it after they offered to pay me. I need the money to make some super cool t-shirts for all my bandmates. We're going to look awesome wearing matching t-shirts with jeans when we perform at the talent show. Am I not brilliant? Anyway, the worst thing about babysitting Brianna is that she always takes total advantage of the situation. And since I'm getting paid, she acts like I'm her little playmate for hire or something. Which means for the past 2 hours, I've valiantly suffered through a very off-key live performance of Brianna and Miss Penelope singing the hit Single Ladies. Nikki, I'm going to be Miss Penelope's backup singer when she goes on her world tour. And I've attended a Princess Sugarplum tea party dressed like someone's great-grandmother with a doll and a motley crew of stuffed animals. You would think that after I suffered through these playtime indignities, Brianna would have appreciated it and not given me such a hard time at dinner. But no! Mom left me specific instructions that Brianna could not leave the dinner table until she'd eaten all her broccoli. So Brianna just sat there, pouting and slapping her broccoli around on her plate with her fork like she was playing miniature golf or something. I told Brianna she was going to have to either eat that stuff or just sit there another 45 minutes until her bedtime. Of course, she got an attitude about the whole thing. I left the table to put my dishes in the dishwasher. And when I got back, I was shocked to see that Brianna's plate was completely clean, and she had this angelic smile on her face that went from ear to ear. You could practically see her halo. I was more than a little suspicious. Brianna, are you sure you ate all your broccoli? She nodded and just kept smiling like an insane clown. But I was not about to be outsmarted by a 6-year-old. That's when I demanded that she open her mouth. Well, not her mouth exactly, Miss Penelope's mouth. But surprisingly, Brianna had not stashed her broccoli in there. So I gave her a big hug and told her how proud Mom was going to be of her. She didn't say a word and just continued to smile like she was in a Miss America contest. Unfortunately, now I know why. I had tucked Brianna into bed for the night and was feeding the fish in Dad's aquarium when I spotted these strange chunks of green gunk floating around in the water. At first, I thought it was some kind of deadly flesh-eating algae or something. But upon closer examination, it looked exactly like, wait for it, chewed up broccoli. Ugh! OMG! I almost lost my meatloaf right there on the living room carpet. I screamed at the top of my lungs. Brianna! You spit broccoli in the fish tank? Get down here and clean up this mess right this minute! I was so mad I could have strangled her. I knew she was just pretending to be asleep, which meant I was the one stuck cleaning her slimy broccoli gunk out of the aquarium. It was the grossest thing ever. Babysitting that evil little munchkin is such a humongous pain. As a matter of fact, the next time my parents ask me to watch her so they can go out to dinner, I'll pay them $30 to stay home and order a pizza. I'm just saying. At least I have the money for our t-shirts. All we need to do now is come up with a really cool name for the band and select our song.